Kazar Zech Nishma Sapachich et Choshagim Rav Yehudim Sech Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. Mishnah says Zeh HaKlal. The Gemara says that this Klal comes to include a case where someone carved out something to 75% of its useful capacity. So although he may complete carving this another time, but since at this point it's useful, he's Chayiv now as well. Mishnah said Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer HaMakir BeKurnis Al HaSadon. Frankly, Gemara, what malacha do you do by hitting a hammer on an empty anvil with nothing on top of it? Rabbi Rav Yehudim say you're teaching your hands the proper hitting technique, but the sons of Rachva, yeah, so what, if you watch someone and learn a craft on Shabbos, you're Chayiv? So why is this any different? Bai and Rav is saying, the Mishkan, they would do this as they were pounding the gold to make it into thin sheets to cover the crushum and things like that. They would hit the gold three times and then one straight on the anvil to smooth the hammer so it wouldn't damage the thin gold. So therefore, that's the malacha that was done in the Mishkan. Zok the Mishnah is one's Chayiv for doing even the smallest amount of plowing, of weeding, of pruning dry branches, and of pruning new branches. If someone cuts off a branch from a tree with the intent to improve the tree or the surrounding ground, he's Chayiv for cutting off even the slightest amount. If he cuts off branches of firewood, he's only Chayiv if he cuts off enough to cook a Gregor-sized piece of an easily cooked egg, like we said earlier. If someone rips out grass, if he does so with the intent to improve the ground, he's Chayiv for even the slightest amount. If he does so to feed an animal, he's only Chayiv if he collects enough grass to fill the mouth of a goat. Fact the Gemara, what's the slightest amount of plowing useful for? The Gemara says you can plant one pumpkin seed in it. When this was done in the Mishkan, where they would plant each stalk of the herb that needed for the dyes in a separate hole. Rice says if someone rips out grass or prunes reeds, which when they're still suitable for human consumption. So if this is done for human consumption, you only chayiv if you do so in the amount of a gregor. If you did it for animal feed, then it has to be enough to fill a goat's mouth. If it's for fueling fires, it needs to be enough to roast a gregor-sized piece of a chicken egg of an easily cooked egg. If it's to improve the land, then even the slightest amount will make him chayiv. But doing it for any reason ultimately improves the land, so you should be chayiv even for the smallest amount. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say the Bryce is discussing where it was done in a swamp, so there's no improvement to the land. Abaye says it's discussing a regular field, but since he didn't have in mind to improve the land, he's not chayiv having done so. It's a psik ratio, so they should be chayiv for that. Zok the Murray, he did it in his friend's field. He doesn't intend or even care to improve the land. That's the difference. Zok the Mishnah, someone you chayiv for writing two letters, whether you wrote it with your right hand or your left hand, whether it's the same letter or two different letters, whether or not the same ink was used, and irrespective of which language it was written in. Rabbi Yossi says, you chayiv for writing two letters only because they are recognizable markings, which is what was done in the Mishkan to recognize the proper placement of each keresh among the krushim. Yehuda says, if someone intended to write a larger word but stopped after writing the first two letters, which themselves create a word, he's chayiv as well. Directing Gemara, writing with the left hand is not normal ksivas, so why is he chayiv? Rav Yirmi says we're discussing a lefty. Directing Gemara says, then why is he chayiv writing with his right hand? So Abaye says we're discussing an ambidextrous person, he can write with both hands. Rabbi Yaakov, the grandson of Yaakov, said that the Mishnah, even in the beginning, follows Rabbi Yosi, who says he chayiv just for making regular markings, which can be made with a righty's left hand just as easily. Mishnah said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Matzinu. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda gives examples of writing two letters from a larger word, but in each example, they're two different letters. So it seems that Rabbi Yehuda would only say one's chayiv for writing the same, it would say with chayiv that someone's not chayiv for writing the same letter twice. However, in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says he chayiv for writing the same letter twice when it comes from a larger word. Mora says Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is actually what he said in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara just quoted the Braisa over there. In the Braisa, Rav Shimon says that you're chayiv for writing two letters of a larger word, even if they're the same letter. But that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa. You can't say that Rav Shimon means to say it's chayiv even if he writes two olives, by which themselves don't spill a word, because that would mean that Rav Shimon is more machmer, and we find that Rav Shimon is more mekel regarding the amount needed to be chayiv for a malacha. Mora answers Rav Shimon merely means that you're only chayiv for writing the entire word that you intended to write. Although he seems to say that you don't need to write the whole thing. When he says the whole thing, he means you don't have to write the whole pasuk to be chayiv. But he says you do need to write the entire word to be chayiv. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi dashed in the pasuk of Vi'osa mi'achas mehena. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rechanin, explains the drasha. The entire word achas is extra. The mem of the word me'achas, the mem of the, is also extra. And the mem of mehena is also extra. So you have three extra things over here. So Rabbi Yosi says achas refers to someone being chayiv for writing a complete word, like the word Shimon. Me'achas teaches that he's chayiv for writing the word shame at the beginning of the word Shimon, if he stops after the shin mem and stops there. Heina teaches that someone's chayiv for avos. Me'heina teaches that someone's chayiv for avos, for toldos as well. Achashihi heina teaches that if he's a major with regard to one halacha, Shabbos, but a shoyger with regard to all the other malachas, he'll be chayiv separate chatos for each av malacha that he does. Heina shihi achas, the drush is that if he's shoyger regarding Shabbos, but he's a major regarding the malachas, only chayiv one chatos because he's only shoyger the gabi Shabbos. Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda matzinu shame kot mi shame godel. If you write shame and you meant to write Shimon, but the mem, if you meant to write Shimon, is going to be the mem, an open mem that you use in the middle of a letter, not the end of mem that you usually word at the end of the word, usually use at the end of the word shame. So ibazoi, so the word shame is not written properly with an end of mem. So why yichayev? Rav Chisda says, the teachers, if you use an open mem instead of a closed mem instead of an end of mem, it's considered properly written. Yeah, Braisa says if someone uses an open mem instead of an ender mem or vice versa, it's possible. Or it says if Chista follows a different Braisa, which says that the source for Nisach HaMayim is what that is done on Sukkos is from an extra mem yud mem written in the Karbonis of Sukkos, which spell out the word Mayim. Now the two extra mems are both ender mems, yet the Braisa still uses it to spell Mayim, and one of them needs to be an open mem. We see that the Braisa holds that two types of mems are interchangeable. Yeah, substituting an open mem for a closed mem, that's okay, because going up in Kedusha, because that was a Bneisa Yoimin on the Luchas, like we find. But over here in Rabbi Huda's case, he's using, instead of going, if he's going from a closed mem, an end mem, to an open mem, that's going down, so maybe that's not, he shouldn't be chayav for that. In fact, Rav Yirmiyah says that the open mem was given to us by the Nevi'im. Or it says both of the letter mems existed at the time of Moshe. It was forgotten which one belonged in the middle of the word and which one belonged at the end of the word. And the Nevi'im reestablished the proper use of where to use these two letters. Therefore, based on the drasha of Nisach HaMayim, if an open mem can be switched for a closed mem, a closed mem can also be switched for an open mem as well.